Hi, this is a dictation for Aaron Parker Weatherly. A-A-R-O-N. Middle name is P-A-R-K-A-K-E-R dash Weatherly, W-E-A-T-H-E-R-L-Y. Date of birth is 10-31-1984. Date of accident 5-30-2022. Date of visit is 6-7-2022. Chief complaints are severe pain in the right shoulder with decreased ability to raise, and the pain in the right ankle and foot. And difficulty walking. History of the automobile accident. Patient alleges a automobile accident on 5-30-2022 at 1:30 p.m. as a result of leading to all the symptoms. He was traveling on a bike alone in Detroit near Morang, M-O-R-A-N-G, and Payton, P-A-Y-T, like Tom O and Payton. He was actually traveling on East Morang, and a van in the front suddenly turned 90 degrees after not even slowing down, and he hit, and when the van turned over, it hit his bike. He tried to brake very hard. The bike came under the van. The leg went under the bike, and the bike fell on top of his leg, leading to fracture. There was no direct head trauma, neck trauma, chest trauma, abdominal trauma. He landed on the right shoulder, which was injured. He was traveling on a motorbike. The other car was a van at 20-25 miles an hour, and he himself was traveling at 20-25 miles an hour. The patient reported that there was no airbag involvement, and he was not restrained. There was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police came at the scene. Ambulance came at the scene. And he went to the hospital by girlfriend, not by the ambulance. He remained in the hospital, extension hospital, for 6 hours. X-ray and CT scan for the leg was done. Half cast was placed. Mr. Presenting illness, patient denies any headaches and any symptom of TBI. He specifically denies any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, loss of balance, or vision problem. Patient further denies any incontinence of the urine, bowel, or erectile dysfunctions. The patient reports of numbness and tingling and difficulty walking. He feels numbness, tingling in the right foot and ankle. However, there is no subtle anesthesia, sleep disturbance. He denies anxiety, depression, panic, or any incontinence of the urine, bowel. Patient denies lightheadedness, weakness. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the right shoulder, and pain level is around 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. He is able to lift his arm in abduction of 290 degrees, beyond which there is a pain. He also reports in his right leg he suffered from a fracture of the malleolus, and he is undergoing surgery tomorrow at Extension Hospital. The pains are present almost constantly most of the part of the day, and they are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, heart burning. Highest pain intensity patient describes is from 5 to 8. ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by standing, bending, lying down, and is improved by sitting and medication. So far, the patient has done X-rays and CT scans. The patient further reports numbness, tingling, pins and needles of the right leg, and muscle weakness of the right leg. No bladder or bowel incontinence is reported. Past treatment patient reports that he was only seen at the ER at the Extension Hospital, which placed a splint. And he's been seen by orthopedic surgeon. He's going to be having surgery tomorrow morning. System review is completely negative. Past surgery for right thumb for a compound fracture at Extension Hospital in 2006. Allergies, none. Family history. Mother is deceased from an aortic aneurysm rupture. Father is alive. Diabetes mellitus type 1. Two brothers and two sisters are okay. Relationship status. Patient is single and he lives with his son and daughter and kid's mom. Job-wise, employment-wise, is currently unemployed due to the pain. He works as a welding technician at Mount Elliott. He stands all day long, lifts 40 to 50 pounds. Disability history. Patient never filed a disability. Legal history. Patient has JC Auto Law as a lawyer representing his issues. Personal history. Patient does not drink, smoke, or use any recreational drugs. The ADS that are affected are reported as follows. The patient reports that eating, personal hygiene, toileting, bathing, dressing, walking, standing, running, home chores, doing laundry, doing yard work, vacuuming, cooking in the kitchen, eating into cabinets are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 254/178. Pulse is 80. Respiratory rate is 18. Temperature 96.1. Height is 6 feet. Weight 213. Pulse ox is 100%. This is a 37-year-old African-American male of a average build and nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. There is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Hydration is good. Patient doesn't appear to be in acute distress. And there is no shortness of breath or severe pain cases. The patient does not appear to be anxious, lethargic, and patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with pain due to the cast on his right foot and is using a rollator walker with that. Rest of the physical examination is from the template, except his right leg is in cast, could not be examined. Neurological examination is normal from the template. The gait is again antalgic, slow, painful. Patient is limping. He has a cast on his right leg for his right ankle for his known fracture of the malleolus. Musculature examination is completely negative. Please use the template. Musculoskeletal examination is completely negative. Please use the template to put all the negative, including maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. The extremities examination, except for the right leg and the right shoulder, rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. And there are no tenderness, pedial edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, varicose veins. And range of motion for all joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. The examination of the right shoulder on inspection appears to be completely normal with no dislocation. On palpation, it appears to be normal with no spasm and no popping noise, crepitus, or grinding noise. Range of motion is limited to 90 degrees of flexion, 90 degrees of abduction, and an acute motion, beyond which there is a significant pain in the rotator cuff muscles. Muscle strength is 4/5. Reflexes are normal. The special tests were conducted. Hawking Kennedy test is positive. The anterior posterior apprehension test is negative. Drop arm test is negative. Speed test, near test, and anti-Bayesian test are negative. Distal examination of the hand and wrist is completely normal. Carpotal compression test negative. Tenor sign, phalanx sign negative, and rest of the arm is completely normal. The right leg was not examined as it is in a cast and he's undergoing a surgery tomorrow. We could observe that the toes are pink and mobile and there's no obvious sign of any pedal edema or any compromise of the vascular system. Diagnosis? In general, 110 V8 9.2 XXV, R26.89, Z79.891, CNS none, nerves, muscles none, ligaments none, chest is none, upper extremity, right shoulder, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50. Lower extremities for the right ankle, there is a fracture of the bilateral malleolus of the right ankle. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is provided with no physical therapy as he is undergoing. Actually, he is provided with physical therapy for right shoulder and right leg after surgery. Surgery is going to be done tomorrow on 6-8-2022, 3 times per week, depending on the evaluation by the therapist. Disability is provided for housework and for work, attended care for 7 hours, 7 days, and transportation. Medications are provided as follows. Non-narcotic medications, Celebrex, 200 milligram once a day for help with the anti-inflammatory effect. Tizanidine, 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Lyrica, 50 milligrams for numbness and tingling. Tramadol, ER 100 milligram tablets for narcotic pain relief, one tablet at night. Lunesta, 1 milligram daily for sleep. Naxium, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Voltaren gel was provided for topical pain relief. One refill has been provided. Non-narcotic, non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club program, yes. If we have the available MRI and other imaging records, none are available for the recent admission. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended. Surgical options. Patients undergoing surgery with orthopedic surgery at the Extension Hospital, which is already pre-arranged before coming to us. Therefore, the neuropsych evaluation is not warranted. Attended care casework is not warranted. Attended care has been provided as the patient is going to have a surgery for his right ankle and he'll be in a cast and he'll have a difficult time carrying out his duties. 7 hours, 7 days. Past medical records have been ordered released from Extension Hospital. Investigation, no new investigation is being ordered. DMEs, patient will continue having all the DMEs provided by the Extension Hospital. I do not believe they are provided any. Education, yes. Follow-up visit will be in 30 days. Personal support, yes. Thank you.